There's a rubbish matter with a spam with you. Buried here by the barbecue. There's a rubbish matter with a spam with you. Buried here by the barbecue. And we start to make a scene. Drop over my eyes, he says to me. You're the boss who I wanna.
Infecto Skeletons, this week's guests on the award-winning Worst Little Podcast.
The award-winning.
Woo!
Any applause.
Yeah.
For that award-winning.
Right?
Who wants to be famous?
Reno, the biggest little city in the world, the American cradle of liberty.
Look at you! You're a freak!
What are we alive for except to grab all the kicks we can? To contaminate our society.
Now being renovated.
Mr. Dowd.
Aha, it's me, podcasting live from the recent past in the beautiful Dogwater Studios. High above UNR in Reno, Nevada. Like I said, the award-winning Worst Little Podcast. You're listening to it. Thank you. And we thank you for voting for us.
Woo!
We've got lots to be thankful. I got Cadillac Kim, Dogwater Dick in the back. We got Mike. We got Andrew. Infecto Skeletons. Here we go.
On the Worst Little Podcast, we're talking out of our ass.
Woo. Damn!
Nailed it.
Before we get to all that awesome stuff, that first song, Days Are Always Better, I never, like the whole time I was mixing it, I kept hearing the words, and to me, that song is about hanging out with your bros and having barbecue, and then being like, man, we get along so well together. Why don't we have hot gay sex? Like, that's what that song always sounded like to me. And I always wanted to ask you guys, is that like a gay song? Or is it just, because can't you just picture it? Like, we're all just barbecuing together. And you know, all that's missing is us all getting laid with each other with hot, like, straight dude sex.
Don't most artists say it's whatever it means to you?
It is. And my life experience of being a homosexual makes that about that.
I love that you interpreted it that way, because he's not here to even explain himself.
Oh, shit.
But
it's Justin's lyrics.
Yeah, Justin. Okay. Hi, Justin. You're not here. You suck.
So we can just say it's about gay stuff then, right?
You suck. I actually love that interpretation, and that's what the song is about.
How could anybody not think that about that song?
That's exactly what that song is about.
Right? I mean, you nailed it.
He said it's about a one-night stand.
With a dude that you're having a barbecue with.
So.
But, you know, as a gay guy.
I think that's. Yes, let's fuck some dudes.
You always see dudes being like, man, I got so many problems with women. It would be so great if I could just be gay and bang my friends because I get along with them so well. The problem is you don't get to bang your straight friends. You have to bang gay men, which is what the part that blows. But anyway.
Well, this show's off to a real good start.
I visualized a girl's being at the party at the barbecue. But
right.
So we're all at a barbecue. We're just sleeping
that's
with
where
different
he's,
people.
That's where he's
there's
more like.
It's like a party with dudes and girls.
But I kind of like the where Rick took it. That's pretty amazing.
Why would you just be barbecuing with some chick that you're not dating or married to?
Well, if you're at a barbecue,
bunch of clampers.
If you're at a barbecue and you meet some kind of piece of male or female ass, I suppose. Yeah. So that's my interpretation of Justin's explanation of it a long time ago, but I really think maybe it's more deep than that. I think Rick cracked it on the head.
Why can't we get together and
we write gay music.
It doesn't say squeeze each other's fucking junk. Was nice and like it could be anything. So I just thought like that was on purpose to hide the fact that it was hella gay.
Yes. Okay. You are correct. Ding. Do you have a dinger? Buzzer, anybody?
Ding, ding. No.
Well, we do.
I need a bell.
Well, Rick has
one.
We
do have a ding.
Rick has
a ding. Well, and Rory used to have like a real ding, but we lost it ages ago.
Really?
Well, yeah, Rory's not here
I love the ding.
So that makes sense.
But it's totally ripping off Don Geronimo.
But our ding is better.
Ding.
And then there's one that's bored.
Ding.
So congratulations, Worst Little Podcast.
Holy shit.
Yeah, voted best podcast by Reno News
Can
Review.
Can you fucking believe our stupid show
readers.
Won that?
I know, last year it was Famous Dave's. I don't know, like.
Yeah.
I had never heard that one. I've only heard this one.
No, it was really, really cool. Thank you guys who voted and who listened.
Yes, thank you so much.
And
all five of you.
Everybody who's listening.
No, this proves there's more than five.
Yeah. I thought it was
15. Don't win that with You don't win that with an audience of 10. But
if you're looking to sponsor our show, which reaches dozens of people.
Well, clearly. No, we're the best podcast. Well, that's Wasn't the best moment that it said best podcast and immediately below that worst little podcast?
We've been waiting for this joke for 8 years.
That
dude.
Was the
you finally
best.
Got
yes,
it.
You finally got it.
That's awesome.
Fuck yeah.
That's great.
Universe is funny, man.
The best to be the
people
worst
are funny.
Best. The best at worst.
Thank you,
you
guys.
You know, we all have to be the best at something.
And any new listeners
that sucking.
Any people that read about this in the Reno News and Review and are now listening to us, this is the kind of horror that we want that with.
Oh, yeah.
And normally we have a whole live band playing, but some of the band wasn't able to make it. And so luckily we have a new recording that nobody has ever heard that we can play for you.
Yeah, that's actually really exciting. Yeah. I love premiering music.
Yeah,
on this
we're
show.
Actually putting it's this thing rad. Out finally, and it's been a long time since we've been able to release it and get it from you and finish it. And you recorded it and you made it sound beautiful. And I just
and then we just sat on it for like 2 years. This was all recorded 2 years ago, right?
Well,
almost 2 years
I
ago.
Moved. I moved.
I remember
and
that.
And then I came back, and then
everybody
I didn't
does.
Know if I'd ever play me, I had my finger almost ripped off, which was great.
Oh my god!
That, oh, you don't know that?
That was, oh my god!
Yeah, Rick
so I, if
that.
The people out there who may not know.
Which finger?
I may not know.
Was it an important finger?
Fucking ripped my finger.
It was a very important.
Well,
finger.
It's the stupidest accident to happen at work. I was working for the show Counting Cars. I don't know if anybody, they'll drop their name real quick. Counts Customs in Las Vegas. I was working for them. I never heard of the show before I got hired. That's what got me hired, which is great.
This is Mike, but, everybody.
Oh, yeah, listening. Mike. Hi, Mike.
Yeah, hi. I'm Mike.
Mike plays guitar for the band.
I'm an alcoholic. Go ahead, Mike. anyways, I fucking sat down in a folding chair at work while I was just basically washing the parking lot early morning. And I just smoked a bowl. I was like chilling out, like, you know, just wonderful, warm, chill Sunday morning, like in Vegas. And for Vegas to be a nice morning is fucked in the August, you know, can't, or January, it was July. I don't know. I don't remember what fucking month it was. It might have been April. Who knows? But I know it was a nice fucking morning. Smoked a bowl, sat in a folding chair, and it started to break because I'm rather large. And then it went down, and as it went down, I grabbed the chair, or tried to grab the chair, and I got caught in the little whoop-wham of the chair.
Oh,
and
shit.
It just collapsed. And then,
so is this like scissor action on your finger?
Yes. Holy shit. And people at home can't see it, but right here you can see basically
index,
where it cut.
Index, right hand, left hand.
Middle so finger. Perfectly under the
left
nail
hand.
Bed.
Oh my
that,
God.
Oh yeah. The
his
first thing
finger.
I thought was that's not a break.
The words
I heard
cut
it,
and
the
nail
sound.
Bed should never be together.
Yeah.
The sound.
Holy
like,
shit.
The sound was crazy. But I fell and I twisted my finger out of the chair and
is this your
got on
hand?
The radio and I go, hey, I
no,
gotta fucking
hand.
Come up there if anybody's oh got God. First aid. I just really fucked my finger. And they go, please don't curse on the radio. And I, whatever, I walk up. And they're all fucking, as soon as I get there, Sandy, who tells me not to curse on the radio, starts screaming curses like, oh my fucking fuck, oh fuck, oh fuck. And she's running around and everybody's freaking out. And I, strangely, am very calm about my fretting finger. Being cut off. So that was crazy.
Did they have to like reattach it or was it just statistic pull
I went
skin
right to
together?
UMC Medical Center. They were the shit. Ryan from Counts Customs, if you ever hear this, thank you for driving me so quickly. It's such a cool car.
Of course.
Well, he had a Jetta that was all tricked out. It wasn't like I rode in no pimp car or nothing, but his car was cool for whatever. Anyhow.
Did you bleed on the upholstery?
But he was worried about it. No, I actually wrapped it pretty
good
well
job.
And held it. And
it's because you
UMC
care.
Medical sewed me up real quick. They got me into triage for trauma, and they did a great job sewing me up. And then I went to Dr. Colby, who does hand surgery for UFC boxers and fighters out of Vegas and people with sports injuries and people who have like high-profile shit. Like Counts Customs really took care of me. They didn't fuck around. They went right to workman's comp insurance and they took damn good care of me. And I went to therapy and I'm playing guitar again. So
nice.
Wow.
I never.
Fuck yeah.
There's 2 weeks they said, oh, well, if the capillaries don't attach, we can do some skin grafts, but you're going to lose this part of the digit and the bone.
Yeah.
And I was just like, oh, fuck. I'm never going to play guitar again.
Yeah, that
like,
sucks.
Well, which finger,
dude?
The middle finger.
Yeah, so
this one right here.
Well,
the middle finger of my left hand.
Is that the one Jerry
so
was missing? Or which?
No, he was on his picking hand.
Oh, okay.
That, I guess.
What about Django Reinhardt?
If it was this hand, like, fuck it. I wouldn't have cared that much. I was, like, very depressed for those 2 weeks.
You don't even need
that
hand.
It off.
Power cords without your finger.
They took off the bandage, and it was pink, and they took the stitches out, and woo-ha, we went to physical therapy and it did fine. So.
Good.
They were great. I got to say, UMC Medical and Dr. Colby, you're the shit.
We'll
tag
them.
Those guys are awesome.
We'll tag them in the post.
Yeah, Dr. Hand. Shit, I forget the name of his office, but Dr. Colby.
Cool. All right.
Right on. So that kept you out for a little while?
Well, not really. I came back to Reno and then that was about 5 months later. We came back and we moved back to Reno and then I was like, do you want to revisit this whole Infecto thing? And they're like, sure. And we had to try to find a bass player, so we found one and then started soldiering forth, you know. And then we finally have been able to get the album mixed down and get it out, and we're going to release it Friday, and you can hear most of it.
Yeah, we had some gotten – everything was recorded, and you guys all recorded in the same room, right?
Yes, and we
everybody
recorded this
together.
With Raj, our old bass player,
oh, cool.
A couple years ago. Raj Abdul-Kader, he's now with the Scattering, I guess, and – they're kick-ass, too.
Wow.
Go see the Scattering. They're playing with us in 2 weeks at Jub Jub's for Walkabout Youth, actually.
Oh, yeah. I saw something about that.
Yep. At Jub Jub's, the 25th. Come down. It's a good benefit for Walkabout Youth.
What is Walkabout Youth?
They're an organization coming up, and I think they're going to be doing some stuff for the youngsters in ways of getting them outside is what I think. It's kind of the gist I found it. It's cool. I'm not sure if I'm 100% right on that, but
they're right
definitely a cool nonprofit that's trying to start up. So sweet. We're doing a little benefit with the Pirate Punks even.
Yeah, awesome.
Which is neat.
Cool.
So, yeah, we'll come down for that.
Very good.
Fucking
very
awesome. Yeah,
Jub-Jubs. I haven't been there for a minute since our last show, actually. Our quote-unquote last Infecto show with Raj. We played one more before I left for Vegas. And, yeah.
That's been a
we
while.
Love you, Raj.
So who else do we have here in the studio?
Introduce yourself. This is Andrew.
I'm Andrew. Say something, fucker.
I'm sorry, man. You've been talking.
He's inside. He can't get word.
You're doing a good job, though. You're crushing it.
Anytime somebody wants to know all about the finger, like, I have pictures in my phone.
It's a really interesting story.
I have the pictures in my phone, and they're pretty gnarly.
Andrew, what have you had almost cut off?
I broke my finger once.
Which one?
My pinky.
Me too.
It wasn't a huge deal, but it was sideways for a minute. It was okay.
That's not fun. It's not supposed to go that way.
It's not at all.
Fall silent mosh pit. I broke that pinky.
Oh my God. You guys all have ago. Really
broken
jacked up
pinky
pinkies.
Club. Right? Did you break your pinky, Rick?
They're injured.
It's because it's a weak finger.
And weird.
It's a weak finger.
I broke the bone behind the knuckle on the pinky.
It's like, oh.
Who did you punch?
Exactly. What did you not know how to punch?
That is a boxer's fracture. And just so you know, once you've had that, anytime you see anybody with that cast, you know what they do.
Yeah.
They hit things.
What did you hit, Rick?
The story. Oh God!
See, we're gonna get deep on this podcast.
We may have new listeners from
What did you do, Rick?
We may have new listeners from the. It's funny. Like suddenly, I'm concerned about talking about stuff. Yeah. So I got in a fight with one of my ex-boyfriends.
Oh, okay.
Damn
and
it.
Because I have never hit anybody in my life, I don't know how to hit people. And so I'm bad
Rick.
At it. And so when I hit him, it didn't hurt him at all, and it broke my hand in two places.
Oh,
Rick,
man, that's just a bitch.
Oh, no.
Rick,
you got to know how to punch straight.
Well, no.
I can show you real quick.
He can't do anything straight.
I should learn that. Yeah, exactly. Show me how to punch gay. Because it was super gay that I... And you should never
hit
anybody.
A punch,
and
gay or not, they hurt.
No, wait, what's the last thing you said, Rick?
I just want you to know, you should never hit anybody, but just in my defense, even he agrees that he deserved for me to hit him at that moment. He was being a terrible person. So.
Okay.
Well, all right.
Yeah.
It's fair.
So, yeah,
man violence is a little more accepted, though, I believe.
Yeah. It's still not okay, but it's...
I fight with my friends sometimes.
Right.
And it happens.
My guitar player broke my rib a couple months ago.
Same friend.
Wait,
in anger or fucking around?
There's other guitar players.
Yeah, he's got another band.
My side
shameless plug, he's in
player.
Another band.
What's your other band?
It's called Lost Idea.
Okay.
We're going on tour with Infecto Skeletons.
Oh, so you're doing double duty. Nice.
If we book them, will the band show up and play?
They might.
That'd be so awesome.
Yeah, we should do that.
I haven't seen them in a week.
Oh, so we don't know.
Well, who knows where they are? Yeah,
they're around. Yeah. We're all
they're
injured
here.
Right now.
But sometimes we're a skeleton crew, and that's where we are today.
How old
I
is,
see what you did there.
How old is the Infecto Skeletons?
6 years. Yeah. 6 years, July.
Is that
six
it?
6 years.
We've been around since 2013. So.
That's a good amount of time.
Yeah.
Most bands, if you can...
5 years.
Is it five or six? Am I doing the wrong math? 2012 is
it
when
was
we 12. Got together.
Oh, yeah, it's
July of 2012. So, yeah, 6 years. And we've had a couple bassists after Raj, but, you know, we've had some member lineup changes and bullshit happen, but it's always been the three of us, Justin, Mike, and Andrew. And we always will continue no matter what the fuck, I guess, because we just are addicted
just
to ourselves or something.
Or
I don't
something.
Know.
Now, I remember seeing you guys, like, one of the first bands I saw when I started hanging out in Reno. Actually, like when I started, like when I moved here, like I would come to shows, but like they were big shows because I lived like an hour and a half away from here, and I would only come over for like weekend shows, like touring.
I hope we were good.
Yeah, right? Y'all were great. No, I've always loved you guys. Yeah.
That's what I can only hope. I hope we were good.
It's
no, it
awesome,
awesome,
nasty, hardcore punk rock.
It was. And I was super stoked when you wanted to play the flea market. I was like, oh my God, Infecto Skeletons.
Yeah, we want to do that again too, by the
yes,
way.
Yeah,
that's going to happen again.
That was fun.
That was really rad.
Yeah.
I couldn't believe how many fuckers. And I've been to the Denver.
I can't either.
right? There's a lot of people.
We did this thing and I was like, nobody's going to come. Mm-hmm. And like they just kept coming and it was just insane. And I was like, why are they here?
I went to a Denver punk rock flea market in Denver. And I'd never heard of a punk rock flea market. And was like, they have those? Like, the fuck is that? And they're like, bands, crafts, blah, 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 beers, different vendors. And we went, and it was a spectacle. And we were like, holy shit. Yeah. And they had a Santa because it was near Christmas. And so we went and got pictured and all this stuff. And then when I heard you guys are doing it, we were, yeah, me and the woman were very excited about that.
I think we pulled
it
off.
Oh, shit.
I don't know.
And she was pissed because she had to work. Like, she had to work, and then she was like, well, I don't come
over.
Oh,
she didn't even get to go?
Well, she came for the first night, and then you met her. Yeah, you know, yeah. Right. And then, but she, yeah, she was very upset. She had to work Saturday, I think it was.
Man.
And I was sending her pictures. She's like, fucking stop. So it was really great. There was a great, great turnout.
Yeah.
And I love the piano and
yeah,
all the stuff you guys.
Shout out to the generator.
Just interact. Yeah,
thanks for being rad, generator.
Yeah, it was rad.
Yeah,
way cool. And I hope everybody comes out to do that again.
Oh yeah, no, I think we're gonna have double the
big
size.
Bigger.
I mean, people talked about it. It was great. Oh, I want to go bigger. Go bigger. Go home,
go
as
bigger.
They say.
Yeah. Yes. So bands out there, get a hold of. Just type in with K's Cadillac Kim.
Yes, Cadillac with a K.
Cadillac Kim, K-I-M, with Cadillac with a K.
Yep. If I make it, we'll see. Yeah. I don't know. That it kind of drove me crazy. Like, it was kind of no, not as many bands. I learned my lesson. They were, like, we had like 18 bands over 2 days. That was insane. It was
people dug it though.
Oh, they
people
did.
People were there the whole time.
Oh, they
watching
dug
it because
I
was
it.
There for
was
pretty much
like,
most of it.
I know Nick could tell me something about that. Nick's like, don't do so many bands, and I was like, I don't know what to do.
10's yeah. a good number.
It's hard to maintain a schedule.
15, but it is so hard. That
you
first
start
day
falling
was
behind.
Nuts. Oh yeah,
and then you're just fucked. And the
pretty
last
much.
Band is playing at 3 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, that's what yeah. happens. The
that
first
happens
day.
Every time.
Yeah. The problem is a lot of bands, and the only thing I could ever say negative about bands is. If you take too long to get set up or get off stage, I'm always like, look at that.
Yeah.
Rookie, greenhorn yeah. motherfucker.
Yep. And we had a lot of those.
We were always very fast. We yeah. pride ourselves in trying to, like, as soon as the last notes played, mm-hmm. I've turned my guitar amp off before the cymbals have stopped ringing. And I've got my shit unplugged. And I'm, like, hauling ass because we never want to be that band that takes too long to fucking set
yeah.
up. And
yeah.
some bands will take 20 goddamn minutes to set up. And it's like, well, goodbye. Now you have 10 minutes. Get out of state. You know?
New idea.
What the, you know, you want to yeah. be a dick because it's going to screw over 20
totally.
Minutes of time
yeah.
screwed
that's
us over
lot.
In Las Vegas.
Yeah.
When
20
some
minutes
douchebag
of time?
Local
me.
Band
yeah.
fucking took almost 30 minutes. It was almost 30 minutes to yep. set their shit up.
Yeah.
And then the all-star band, I can't remember... Tiki Bandits.
Yep.
They were members of Voodoo Glow Skulls and all
oh,
this.
Cool.
They played, and by the time they were done, the crowd was like, well, we're worn out. We're going home.
That's
and then we're high.
Morning,
we're
yeah.
the Infectoskeletons.
Yeah, that's
to
lame.
Five people.
But
and the bartender and the owner,
oh,
which all was great because they were like, anytime you want to come back, you guys are amazing. You killed it better than every other band. I'm sad so many people left, but that one shit band screwed the schedule
yep.
up so bad that people were done.
Why
it was
don't
1 a.m.
Have,
what the fuck else you want? You know, it's 1 in the morning.
Yeah.
Right.
Why don't we have Musician Olympics?
Ooh.
That is a fantastic idea.
Isn't that a good idea?
Ooh, you're on.
I really
we
like
We could
that
do it
idea.
At Jubb's Big Room.
Oh my God, that'd be hilarious.
Oh my God. You could have so many crazy
for
games.
Like how fast and like accuracy.
How quick
like
can
whatever.
You tune this fucking yeah. way out of tune guitar?
Right?
Like how quick can you
yeah,
set up a drum kit or like, oh wow.
If anybody's listening.
Fix a cymbal that
please
fell
do
over.
That. I'll be involved
right?
anyway.
Right. Cymbal fell off.
That'd
how do you
be
fix
sweet.
That?
Oh, fuck
like,
yeah.
wow. How There's so many.
Let's do it.
Rick, what would you do? Olympics. He's
I'm
back
so
there.
I'm so sorry.
But
he's
watching,
jacking off in the back.
What like. Kind of events would you have?
No, no. I just I tried to get
him.
Her. I tried to get her to come in, and she wouldn't come in. Michelle,
oh, is she there?
Bell from the Grimtones just stopped by to pay me money.
Oh, she's not here.
And she her Josh is waiting out in the car.
Oh,
and they're
bummer.
Going to dinner, and she couldn't. I thought they were both going to come inside and could stay for a minute and sit down on the show, but
they
she can't.
Say hi.
And for all you know, I'm making this up because I have no proof that she was actually here. Oh, except that I have more money than I had when she got here.
We're all impressed that you have money and you have friends.
So right. During okay. that moment you were talking, I was talking to Michelle trying to get her to come into the room, and she refused to come in. I think she hates
yeah,
you guys.
Yeah, friends come over to your house and give you money. That's
awesome. Oh, it
yeah,
blows.
We're all real impressed, Rick. Yeah.
We gave you money for something that Andrew's going to put on the internet.
Fuck
so we
yeah.
can give to people. On
I have to put it on the
so
internet.
So you want to see my testicles?
Chewbacca. Yeah.
Should we have another song?
Yeah, let's do
where
a song.
Ooh, more music. So
let's hear some of that.
So what do you guys want to hear?
I want to hear the one about Love and Pain and Kurt Cobain.
Oh.
And I didn't mean to rhyme that, but
I thought that was awesome. The title of the song.
That's a really good title.
The title of the song is called Plastic Hearts Bleed Too, and I wrote it in both great love.
Oh, my God, it's so emo.
It is. It's like 2008.
It's the emo thing I've ever heard.
Skeletons, that is your soft underbelly. You guys are not afraid to have feelings.
Nope.
Like some bands.
Fuck you.
Nope. I thought they would throw me out of the band when I brought them that song. And I literally had the whole thing.
We thought about
kind of recorded with a drum track thing, the like program that I did it with the drums, and it was similar to how it came out, but I thought they were like,
did you write the words?
It didn't. No. I told him just go crazy, you know, like think about love, though, and it sounds like a love song. I was like, love song, you know, and he came out with that Kurt Cobain shit, and, you know, I did, fuck, okay. And then in the second verse, he talks about his own experience, and, like, I was like, holy shit, you spun, like, Kurt Cobain in there. Was that for me? He's like, no, that fucking, it works. And I'm like, well, fuck you.
It was for him. It was
like,
for
I thought
him,
it,
wasn't
was
it?
It was for me.
I wrote cool. this song.
I like Nirvana. Yeah. I love Nirvana. Since I was a little kid.
Who doesn't?
I love Nirvana. Fuck. Why? I mean, people, a lot of people
love?
Don't. I mean, really? A lot of people may say they
Does
don't.
Nick like him?
I love him.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
How could they not?
I'm from Seattle when that was going on.
You are?
Yeah.
I didn't know you were
from
Seattle.
I used to live up there in 90 to 93.
Oh, shit.
I lived
Damn,
up there.
Damn, that's like
it was dope, man.
Age.
It was weird because
That was right when I turned on to music, and I was a huge fan of a lot of it that came from up there.
And when I was planning in 89 to go up there, I had no idea there was a music scene or anything. I just knew there was art. There was art up there. It was like San Francisco or L.A. or Seattle, and I was like, well, I'll go up to Seattle because
why not?
Yeah, California, I've done that. I want to go see something else, you know?
Right.
So I spent a few years up there. I got to see Nirvana. Well, first off, I got to see Kurt and Courtney over at a Fugazi show, and Dave Grohl and Chris. They all hang out in the audience like normal people.
Really? Mm-hmm.
And she was chasing him around. And I remember on
with
his
like a knife or something, or
this is like no. when they're blowing up. This
he
is
was
like
just
right
trying, probably trying
exploding.
To get away from her. From her. And was going to the front, like or something.
They still tried to go home and mingle when they were blowing up. I heard.
Did but they?
It was yeah. super cool because on his tennis shoes. It reminded me of, like, high school because he had Fugazi written on his tennis shoes on the
oh,
front
shit.
Of his, like, he'd nice. Written like
your,
them on there.
The yeah. Sharpie on your Converse. Or
yeah.
That's weird.
He wasn't too famous or rich to still have his write on his tennis shoes. And,
right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And
I
go see
his,
one of his
fame.
Favorite bands, you know?
Yeah.
And then, and, like, Chris and Dave were hanging out together in the back just, and they were laughing and they're funny. And then I got to see them play at the arena one time with God, I don't even remember who it was with. They were really good too, but that was Eugenius from it was or something from like Scotland or something. They were good.
They died when I was a kid.
I was like
or
13.
He died when I was a kid. Yeah,
when, or 13 or 14, turning 14, because it was like the fucked up thing about Nirvana. My mom felt hella bad because she bought me all this Nirvana shit. Right oh. before he, like, oh. my birthday is the 13th, and then, like, awkward. He killed himself on, like, the 4th, or he died on yeah. the 4th, whatever you believe. But he is gone on the 4th, and she was like, damn,
that's
I bought
the
you,
day
like, the Nirvana
him.
Unplugged, like, guitar book, and I bought you the CD, and then I bought you a t-shirt, and then I got you, like, this cool little Nirvana blow-up kit, you know? But he just fucking offed himself, so I feel like I need to give you, like... So Kurt Cobain gave me my presents early.
Yeah, that's so awkward.
In a way. So it was kind of strange. Like,
I mean,
I
your
got
mom
my
sounds
gifts.
Like a nice lady.
It was just a fucked
yeah.
up thing because I remember
that
being
really
like.
Was really nice thing your mom did. Really nice.
Nirvana made it from, okay, so music for me, like music was music. Like I liked it. I liked music. It was over here though. But when Nirvana hit and I like heard Nirvana and like Metallica and some other shit and Pantera, of course, then it made it like. You can play this or like go play your own or like be forever
it's an
a
art,
fucking
this
weirdo
is an art form that is attainable.
Loves this music yeah. shit, you know?
Look
and
at these the underdogs.
I've been hooked ever
it,
since
you
I
know?
Heard the on the radio and yeah. I went looking for that goddamn album.
I'm a drummer. I can play that.
And it was sold out. The album was sold out at Sam Goody or wherever the fuck I went. Warehouse,
Jesus.
Something like that.
It so
when you used
crazy.
To have
Warehouse.
Record stores that you'd buy from fucking stores.
Remember record stores, everybody?
Warehouse was dope because they yeah. had a better selection than Sam Goody. Sam Goody was
now,
cool because
it
was a little cheaper in the mall.
Was
but...
it the Warehouse in Sparks? Or
no, I was in Vegas at the time.
Oh, God. Okay. Never
yeah.
mind.
I grew up in Vegas till I was about 14 and moved up here. But
where'd you grow up, Andrew?
Out in Fallon.
Oh, that's even
Fallon.
Worse.
Yeah. Little Fallabama.
When did you come Fallabama. To Reno? Like after high school?
Yeah. Just came up, went to UNR for a couple of years.
Don't forget Alaska.
Oh, you lived in Alaska?
Moved
where
to
at?
Alaska. I worked at Alyeska. I lived in Gird Hood.
I lived in Alaska.
Those are both made up words.
No, they're not.
I don't think either one of those
no, they're not.
Is real.
I lived in Kotzebue. That's also a made-up. Right?
That's also just
no, it's
fake.
Not. It's not.
You guys are just like, and I live in, and I live in blah, blah, blah.
It's a place, and it's hey, awful.
I got paid to snowboard. It wasn't half bad.
Oh, that's not bad. Yeah.
Granted, I had to have kids with me that I was trying to teach.
Oh, kids, though.
Still snowboarding.
That's still, cool. You were getting paid. At
fun.
Least you didn't have to hang out with kids
paid.
For free.
Oh, no, I was getting paid.
Oh, yeah. I bet.
No offense.
So, what the fuck? Kids. People have to have money to live in Alaska, right?
Sometimes.
Like, where the fuck do you work up there other than fish?
Yeah. Usually fish.
I guess fish, right? That's right. Fish.
That was why I was yeah. moving up there.
Yeah.
Because Charlie was fishing. My buddy was fishing. Mm-hmm. And he asked me if I wanted to go up and snowboard for a winter.
You would buy fish.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, right. You want me to move to Alaska? Yeah, let's do that.
Yeah,
let's go snowboard.
Yeah.
It was fun.
Alaska's rad. People tell me I like it, but I don't like the fucking cold. I hate Reno cold. In the winter for 9 months. It's cold here.
You fucking Vegas.
And then it get warm.
That's because you're a pussy.
Finally, we get warm, and in like a month or so from now, it's going to be cold again.
Yep, yeah. I can't wait. I'm ready to go snowboard.
Fucking A.
They say it's going to be El Nino this year.
What does that mean? Does that mean
El Nino year? More
does
snow.
That mean more
I thought
snow?
El Nino was supposed to hit us this year, last season. Was supposed to be a
I
wet season.
I just hear shit on the news and whatever.
Well, it's not. It's
Nick is like the most informed one of us here. Like, he actually watches the news, but and we're
I
all just kind of like.
I watch local news when I can. I like the local news.
I heard that too, but it's like saying the building is haunted. Like, nobody's going to remember that they said that that was something, and if it doesn't happen, they'll have some excuse and.
Oh,
you know what I mean? It's not like it's real.
Oh, like
right.
The end of the world stuff?
Yeah. Right. It's just, I mean, it like they always say something's going to be shitty, and then if it isn't, everybody'll just be like, oh, wow, we really dodged that. Like, it's not
it
would
really sucks as I look moment. Forward to that shitty weather. I want it, if it's going to be cold, I want to see snow, hail, rain, fucking people falling down the streets. I want to see weather.
Fire and brimstone.
I want to see cars pulled off to the side of the road that are just abandoned because they can't go any farther.
That only happens in the...
That's what I want to see. I can't wait until the first time that it snows. Because everybody just goes, it snowed. Get
they
in the ditch.
What the fuck to do?
It didn't used to do that. That's because too many people have moved here from California.
Bullshit. Tahoe has always gotten snow.
Oh, maybe. No,
it
no,
used
I mean
to get snow.
No, people who lived here knew how to drive in the snow.
Yeah.
It doesn't stop you.
Yeah, they knew. Just that's past go. Tense. They don't
it's
know
fine.
Anymore.
No, they don't.
Yeah,
everybody
have
fails
like
now.
One of the world's most concentrated areas for SUVs. Look it up. And we still have so many idiots that can't fucking navigate their SUVs. It's, you know, it's pretty funny.
I have never owned a four-wheel drive, and I have never gotten stuck or, like, had any trouble in the snow, so I don't know what these people are doing
then
wrong.
Then you know how to drive in the snow.
I'm like, can I just have your SUV if you don't know how to drive it anyway? Like, I'll take it. Like,
yeah,
because
you're
your
doing
hands.
Great in a like, Honda or something.
Yeah.
It's pretty crazy.
Hondas aren't 90. Bad in the snow. Volvos aren't bad, and Audis are
Audis.
Super fun in the snow.
Yeah. Audis are a blast.
How you know.
That was a fun. That was a
Tokyo
snow car,
drift,
man.
Right? Yeah, and you can. And, well, Subarus are little tanks in the snow. Them little Subaru Outbacks
are built
for just
it,
like.
Yeah.
I keep telling Elise
fuck,
that we're one Subaru away from being Tahoe lesbians.
Oh my god! Well, you
we got the Patagonia
it's Reno
vest,
too, though.
So we just
there's,
need that Subaru, and we already have a Prius, so
of,
we just got to step it up to step up our car game.
God,
Subaru.
It became a cliche so quickly.
We did, didn't we? It's fucking ridiculous.
So Rick used to have a beer runner. What happened to your beer guy that used to run and get beer?
Both the interns weren't making it tonight.
Where's beer over there? You want a beer?
They're production assistants.
You have to tell them that Mike's.
You're right. They're not.
Mike Reed said
anymore.
You need to be here to give us beer, and that's some bullshit.
Yeah.
If only there was a song about
it's
that.
Actually bullshit that neither of our other members are here. By the way, everyone who's listening, go ahead and take a deep breath. And just say fuck you real quick to both Justin and the puke for not being here tonight. But it's okay. Sometimes
okay.
Shit happens. When
I was waiting.
Musicians.
I was like, am I really supposed to
every...
say fuck you?
Go ahead. If you want to.
Oh, you can say fuck you. Awesome.
Fuck you.
No, it's okay.
It's okay. We're having fun with just the two of you. It'd
yeah, but
be
we're
chaos
here.
With so many more people.
It?
So,
yeah.
let's hear another song, and we'll talk about what's coming up for you guys.
So I'm going to set this one up. Rick really wants to play this one because this is our most poignant.
Oh my
important.
God!
This is a very, very, very,
this
very,
is
very meaningful song.
Yeah,
and most a lot of punk is, rock has like a deep message, right?
Yeah. True, and metal too, and I don't even know, you know, whatever music. Like John Lennon came through me in spirit, and I really think I channeled him through this one. And
damn,
he
this
was,
song
he
took
would
a
tell
lot
me
to
that,
write. It was,
he would tell
it
me that
rough.
Yeah, it took about 3 years to write this one.
It was a hot minute.
Dude,
three years.
And you guys, it's all about labels. And you know, in this
right,
world.
Right, it's all about labels. And we all need
labels divide.
One.
They don't unite, you know? And we're all one people.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
We should fucking treat each other
human,
that way.
Absolutely.
Human
everybody tries
people,
to.
Earthlings.
Yeah, we can
those
just
are
say
good labels.
Human.
Other than that, it's like, who cares?
Right, and now, and
it's
in
like
this
flags,
day and age,
too.
Yeah, you're like well, a you rocker, or you're a fucking punk, or you're a skin, or you're this, or you're a.
Or you're trans.
You're
or you're
trans, or you're.
And we're all one people.
The fuck.
Like, you know, we always say things that like men are so different from women, but really, men and women have more in common than they have, like, that make them different. You know what I'm saying?
True that. Absolutely, because we both have hearts to breathe.
We're and both bipedals.
You know, we can't. Neither of us can breathe without lungs or hearts or brains.
Number of digits. But, yeah.
And, so, you know,
we need each other to keep the human race going, too.
That's fair.
Yeah.
It's a thing we have in common.
That is true.
So, yeah, this song's being sold on our just go buy it wherever you can. And the proceeds are going to all the people of the world. So hit it, Rick.
Ready? You can call me what you want. I really don't care. I'm a person just like you.
God, I well up every time I hear that.
Right? That is a great song.
God. It really says it all, you know?
It took a long time to get the changes down.
I think we can go home now. That is all we need.
Right? You know, I thought you guys were dicking around, like, at first, and then I...
Rick, will you play it again, please?
Yeah, let's
do it
again.
Yes, please. We need to hear
everybody.
In case you
everybody.
Missed it. Okay.
Ready? You can call me what you want. I really don't care. I'm a person just like you.
We did not give a shit what you call us.
Yeah. Right? I hear the John Lennon in that.
Oh, yeah.
I have to hear it one more time, though. I have to hear it one more time so I can truly digest its meaning.
You can call me what you want. I really don't care. I'm a person just like you.
Dude, that's like my new favorite song.
Fuck yeah. A song's called Hashtag.
Hashtag. It opens the album.
Yeah, that's the first thing you'll hear.
So
that's our Bohemian Rhapsody. That is our Stairway
Inverted.
To Heaven.
Yeah.
It took forever to get that just right. I wonder.
And Metallica really is jealous because that's our one. That's our Fade to Black. That's our pick whatever Beethoven you want.
It's our Dark Side of the Moon.
Beethoven couldn't write that shit.
No. Well, he didn't have electric guitars.
Deaf motherfucker. He's deaf.
He really couldn't.
I think somebody else wrote for him, and he like just stood there because how does a deaf motherfucker hear music?
Rick, seriously. Play it one more time.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
You sure? Can we take it?
Okay. Yeah, let's hear it one more time.
I can take it. It's our single.
You can call me what you want. I really don't care. I'm a person just like you.
Hell yeah. We're at our limit already.
Number one single.
You know what? We're the one band that'll at least play more songs than anyone. You're just fucking.
Your one song has been. Is already yes. got
we've
the
never
record
played a song four times in a row.
I don't think
actually,
we've ever played it twice.
Never. Rick, I quite didn't hear that last one. What
are you shooting for five?
Well, now really hear that. Listen to the fade out at the end because it's amazing.
The fade
okay,
out.
Okay, be quiet.
Okay.
Ready? You can call me what you want. I really don't care. I'm a person just like you.
Okay, we probably shouldn't have done that last one.
We might have went over.
I don't like that song anymore.
New podcast record. The Infecto Skeletons play at
but
the
you know
same
what?
Song.
That song does say a lot.
Five times.
It does say a lot.
In what, 3 minutes?
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
The emotion in Justin.
That's got to be some kind of speed record, right?
That is, a musical speed record.
Yeah.
I think
there's a compilation.
Napalm Death. Quicker than that.
There's a compilation of songs that are like the shortest songs ever. Like, you guys should get on that.
We should be on that.
Yeah.
Whoever does that compilation, contact us because
short ass punk songs.
We can write those all night.
There's like 70 bands on a 20 minute tape and shit.
That'd be kind of ADD radio. Just
fuck.
I don't know if that'd be fun or torture.
Well,
that'd be fun.
Depends on the songs, man.
Depends on how many you have to listen to in a row.
Well, if they're 15 seconds or less, like that one.
77.
How long is that song, Rick?
Oh, God.
Let's hear it again and count.
And while it's going, we'll count it.
Okay.
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 Oh, I actually have the number here, but let's see if you can guess.
Okay.
Ready? You can call me what you want. I'm a person just like you.
Eight.
Nope.
14.
Oh,
13.
Nick, 14. You nailed it.
Ah.
Totally 14. That is including the space at the beginning where Mike says, ready?
Whoa.
Ah, see, I counted 13.
You counted 13?
I
sat here 1,000.
I started late because yeah. I heard the ready?
And the doctor like, okay, said one, he would never pay, make it past 9.
Oh, that is scary that you guessed that. Yeah, this guy knows time. Like measurements.
He knows seconds.
You know,
man.
Time better than I know time.
When he hears, well, yeah,
I know, wow, your music better than you do.
Oh, that's what it is.
Fuck, they might have been rocking out to this for 2 years now, huh? This had, hey, everybody, we're putting out this piece of work finally. That's been like 2 years ago since we recorded it. But the bad big dick dog water Rick over there.
Big dick Rick.
He fucking recorded
that's
that
a new
shit.
One.
Yeah, he did.
America's favorite faggot.
He harnessed us. He made us sound like us. And
that's the important thing.
Yeah.
Hey, it really
also,
is.
Hey,
it
props to you, like Rick. Us. Second best.
Oh,
studio
that's right.
In
I completely
town,
forgot.
Dogwater Studios.
Yes. Dogwater
oh, you
Studios
also,
got,
yeah.
Yeah. Second best.
He got silver in. Fuck yeah.
Silver, yeah.
Fuck yeah.
Dude, my
fuck
shitty
yeah.
little studio got second best.
Dude, it's the shit.
That's so
mean,
awesome. And hella props to Colin. Over at, oh God, Sound Saloon.
He got number one.
Because he got number one and he deserves it. He's
he
amazing.
Does.
Oh, you
he's
beat Tom
ass.
Gordon?
And no. Tanglewood. Tanglewood yeah. was third.
Oh, shit.
Tom, I don't know how,
he
where.
He didn't place.
I didn't even know. And I don't know if Tom was even, was nominated or not, or dropped out this year. Or
Emirage.
Or if Emirage was even on the. But Tom, every time I talk to him, is doing more teaching and going to other studios and
he's
doing
been
shit
at the
like.
School a lot.
He's been doing more teaching stuff. So he's okay. like, I think he may have moved into a different area and is no longer. Yeah. I don't know. I don't know okay. what the story is behind that. But there's no way that. That you know any of us deserve to be ahead of Tom, so
you deserve it, bro, because
yeah,
you worked
you
hard
it.
As fuck, and Tom is amazing, and will always be Tom.
Yeah,
but you deserve your spot, dude. Because Rick, yeah. when you I literally had
he's kind of already there at the top, and you're coming up, and
we recorded some bullshit here
to
that when we have cut from the album, like we didn't want it on the album or whatever, and there's some tracks that we recorded with Rick. As well, but then Rick would give us these ideas, like during one of our songs, Hitman, we let Rick just kind of go and produce a bit, you know, and was like, hey, you know, we want to sound raw and blah, bullshit, blah, blah, but take this one and just kind of run with it, you know, and he took the vocals and he took the sound and he took all the whatever we did, you know, and made it sound really fucking cool. And it's too bad that us in the studio are hearing it in mono, but.
Huh. Are we going to hear it now? Let's hear Hitman.
Yeah, we
this
can
segue
to that.
This one's even shorter than the
that's
last
like,
one.
What?
Oh, no. Sweet. Let's only hear it once, though.
I'm kidding.
Since we did that to you and poor listeners, I would have shut that shit the fuck off. I would have been like, no,
those
they're not
even
doing that again.
It was a good gag.
But
great.
Hopefully all you guys that are still here with us, hopefully you enjoy this next little piece, because I give most of it to Rick, because when you record a band, you have to know a little bit about how they sound, sort of. And that's why we came in with a pre-production and was like, here's a bunch of shit we recorded in a garage. Here's what we kind of sound like. He saw us live. He came to our show to make sure it sounds good. Like, Rick will do it right. And if you want to spend some money, talk to Rick. Talk to Richard Spagnola at Dogwater Studios. Come get your shit sounding good, because this sounds great.
Love killers, that's your trouble, they find. Deceptive.
Dude, I love that song so much.
So good. Fuck, Rick, that's so rad.
I love how you made it sound.
Dude, that is such... I love the... And the fucking Charles Manson sample in the beginning is fucking awesome. And right now, Last Podcast on the Left is doing Kuklinski. He's a famous hitman serial killer.
Oh, the Iceman.
Oh.
The Iceman, yeah,
I've been
exactly.
listening with Elise, yeah.
Holy shit. Fucking it is so crazy. Dark. And hearing that song while thinking about that all day. And they just got to the part in the story where Kuklinski would get some guy and tie him up and stick him in a cave where rats would eat him slowly.
Yeah. Mm, damn. He killed like 200 people
yeah,
in his
career.
Yeah,
the checks are
coming
across the desk fucking... and the hitman.
Man.
Yeah.
And then like
we might
they were
have
talking
to write
about
Hitman too.
They were, we should, they were talking about how like is he a serial killer because he was being paid, but then like he's totally a serial killer because he would just kill bums for fun.
Yeah.
In addition to being paid. So
see, and I wrote that riff. This like riff that I always like played, and if guitar players know that sometimes you have some thing that you'll always do on a guitar since you were a kid or something. And I had this stupid riff sitting around that I would always pluck on when I was since I was about 16. That and I just had that and never found a way to do it. And then one time we fucked around and it became a song. But then recording it with Rick, like, that just, like, made it sound like what it was supposed to, like, how it sounds in your head.
Yeah.
He was able to, like, bring it out. And I've been literally sitting, I sat downstairs, right downstairs, and was like, I have this guitar sound in my head, and it sounds kind of like this. And Rick goes, hey, try this. And pulled up some sound, and it was immediately exactly how I explained it from colors and visions in my head, I guess. And it was, he understood like my retarded talk as well. So like, if you're in a band and you need to record and you got a budget, come down to Dogwater because it's bang for your buck, the best money we've spent. Absolutely. Unless you hate how this music sounds, then fuck off. Go to Collins.
And if you do, yeah. Collins will make you sound amazing. He is number one.
Hey, Collins.
We're number
Collins
two.
Spot. We yeah. went to Collins, and he was just a bit out of our price range.
Yeah. Oh,
and, right. you know, I thought, fuck, well, will you just do drum tracks? And he was like, no, I'd like to do the whole thing. And I'm like, well.
I always wanted to be right. the guy who caught the people that couldn't afford to record.
I was going
to
say, didn't you?
That was always my goal, was to catch the people that couldn't afford to record.
Well, what was more important to me was you were excited.
I love
of all
you
the
guys
people I talked
so
about, any person that I approached, you were excited.
You guys were a band that I wanted.
If you're excited, I want you to fucking were excited. And we had fun. I want to record with you again because
yeah.
it was fun.
It was a lot of fun recording.
And hella relaxed. And some people are like, man, we can relax because this is only this much money. It's not, so we don't have to feel like every second is, you know.
Oh, and he does, you know what, like 30, 25 bucks an hour? That's a steal.
Oh, and I'm up to 30 now. It was 25 when you guys were here.
Right.
I had to raise it, my taxes, you know, and 50, everything went up.
Nick's giving me a signal to shut the fuck up.
We'll cut that.
It's cheap and it's good. I mean, it's not cheap. I hate using the word cheap.
Well, they say you can't have cheap, fast, and good.
It was so fucking great that we got to even, and even though we haven't.
It's affordable, even to cheap bands.
Affordable.
It's affordable.
Cheap bands.
Cheap, fast, and good.
You know, it's a shit ton better, guys, than trying to do it on your computers at home and trying to do your shit.
Well, fuck, sit back and be the artist and let somebody else handle all that crap that you don't want to deal with.
Rick's a dope producer, period. I don't care where you work at, in a house, in a studio, in a warehouse. Rick is good at what he does.
Dude, the thing that happened is because I was so cheap, I've done like fucking hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of projects.
Isn't that right?
You can't do something every day and not get good at it unless you're stupid.
And now
it's the 10,000 hours.
Do you think you have 10,000 hours, bro?
He's got more than that.
I've done like 400 projects in the past 10 years.
Oh,
there's
my
no
God.
Way. It's ridiculous. And that's not even counting the podcasts.
Yeah.
That's just the paid job.
Dude, do you ever feel be fat and happy to say that? Like, I've done more than 400 projects. Like, you ever just feel...
Man, oh, yeah, no, I just slap my dick on the table everywhere
yeah,
I go.
Dude.
Like, here it is, you guys. By the way.
Thank you. I really wanted to know if you did that.
Yeah, you know. There he is.
But it's mostly when I'm trying
dog
to impress gay dudes at a bar.
Like, that's why we call him Dogwater Dave.
Rick Carls.
Or dudes.
Hey, dude, do you know who I am? Yeah.
Yeah.
Dick comes out.
I'm terrible in bed, but this is going to hurt you.
Have you heard of dog water dick? Because you don't know if you don't.
They call me dog water dick.
Just a regret.
Well, let me see. Let me see.
Oh, well, this is probably a good spot. While we're talking about how amazing I am, let's plug the Patreon site.
Absolutely.
Very good.
So, you guys, the Patreon. Oh, hey, and guess what? I got ready since our last show.
Did you get the commercial ready? Yes.
You want to give him money so you can hear more.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Reverend Rory with the Worst Little Podcast.
Tell you everything about Reno. It's in store for you. You got to give him money, yeah.
Money.
Otherwise, they can't pay the electricity that's making this mic work, you see. So just give us some money, please.
Dog water dick needs your Skrilla.
Give us money, please. And we'll thank you kindly by doing more and more stuff.
The little house that Dick built.
Yeah.
Thank you, Cole Adams.
Thank you.
That was Cole Adams' live song about our Patreon page. So patreon.com/worstlittlepodcast. This podcast exists so that we can archive Reno music. And normally, I mean, tonight it turned out that we were just going to play tracks, which is still fucking amazing.
We haven't heard these tracks before, so
it's exclusive. These haven't ever been released. This is still fucking awesome. But normally, a whole band comes in and plays live, and we have a one-of-a-kind recording. And a lot of times, sometimes bands break up, and this is the only recording that there was. So we're archiving what is going on in this city so that we will know forever what things sounded like and what it was like to get drunk with people and find out things about them, like what their favorite porn is. And
if you want to know that kind of stuff, what was it like 7 years ago?
Segue.
You can go on our website right now and look up what happened 7 years ago and see what's going on in the scene.
Man, so we
seven
do
or
that.
More
and if
years.
You,
yeah, it seemed
you
to be more years
you
ago.
You don't have to give us any money, and only a tiny fraction of our audience actually bothers to give us any money. But if you throw us a few dollars a month, we would totally love it. So patreon.com/worstlittlepodcast is where you would go to do that.
Yeah.
Thank you. Patreon.
Get down there.
That was started by that guy who played with Natalie Dawn in, what was that, Pomplamoose? Have you ever heard them, Rick?
Yes.
What, Patreon?
They're really weird, right?
Her partner is the guy who started Patreon. Jack, who plays the piano and stuff when she sings and stuff.
You know, I heard the guy who got Patreon started.
Grapefruit?
The Patreon guy was interviewed on one of my music podcasts.
Pomplamoose.
But I didn't remember that part of the story. Pomplamoose.
What's that, like some sort of yogurt drink or something?
They got married too.
It's a flavor. Oh, it's not a flavor. It's a grapefruit.
Is it moose flavored?
It's like French for grapefruit.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, damn.
Yeah.
I did not know that. Thank you, Cadillac
it's
Kim.
French for grapefruit.
I love when I learn new stuff on the podcast.
It's your word for the week, everybody.
Pomplamoose.
Pomplamoose.
Look it up though. She does really cool versions of other songs, and then she probably has their own. They have their own good songs, and their videos are amazing too. They do a lot of really.
They're really weird, right?
Cool shit with the cameras and.
Nick likes that really weird shit.
Weird shit is awesome.
Thought out. Like they give OK Go a run for their money too.
Oh,
sometimes, you know what I mean?
I'll have to check them out.
They're pretty cool.
Those guys are homosexuals, allegedly.
Allegedly. So, what's coming up? What shows are next? And tell me about the tour.
Oh, we have actually the Walkabout. We've talked about it with the Walkabout.
You guys are so awesome.
We
live.
Have the Walkabout Youth coming up in two. Thank you.
Rick. Every time I've ever seen you guys, I remember seeing you guys and just thinking, fuck, I want to record them. It's just like, I love just like fucking like
high energy,
dirty punk rock
dirty,
people
nasty.
Is my favorite.
I saw you down there at the Knit. And
oh, when you guys were
shit.
Playing the Knit, I was like, oh my God, I can't wait to see them.
That was like right before we were playing at your house to record this stuff. And we were like, yeah, Rick's going to come. And I told everybody, yeah, Rick's coming. And you were there and you were bouncing around in the front, up front.
You guys are so
and
fucking rad.
Played
that,
with
was, that was a great
that
show.
Night,
and Kittenhead was awesome. They're always
Sex
good.
Devils on that night. Remember those guys?
Yeah.
And then,
I like the Sex Devils. They put on a cool show. They're nasty too.
I miss them. They were great. And yeah, that was an amazing night. And we were straight up playing for you because we were like, whoever's going to like this stuff is going to record it well. Because if you're into it, you're going to be into it, you know?
Fuck yeah.
Rick, when's the last time you recorded somebody where you were like, oh God, I wish this was over and then you got it over with?
That has almost never happened. I have a weird psycho, you know, like how like psycho killers like can murder people and not think about it. I have a weird psychopathy in my head that makes it to where I can get into anything.
You can there's been like
one band ever that for a minute I thought, I don't know if I can get into this. And then halfway through it, I was like, I was waking up singing the songs. Like I can get into almost anything. And so I have this, it's a weird thing with, I'm in a good job because you need that to, I listen to something and I get fucking excited about it. So it almost never happens that somebody's so off the chart that I can't get into it.
Like Grime Dog?
We had them on last time and they were great.
I just listened to that Grime Dog podcast the other morning and I love you guys, Grime Dog. Yeah, just talking a little shit, but yeah, Grime Dog's one of my favorite bands out there, rocking other than us. But yeah, it's just because I love Lucas. Lucas is a good boy.
Lucas is so fucking
cool. All
the
women out there need to have sex with Lucas. Okay, yeah. This is a PSA for Lucas's penis.
Right,
please have sex with him.
Does he need that much help?
No, he doesn't need help. He needs no help. This kid's handsome,
he's
talented.
He's like the cool one.
You guys saw him. You met Lucas.
Who's all right?
Shout out.
Remember on the podcast,
I love you, buddy.
Lucas is one of those great people that like got hella crazy in his early life and then decided to calm the fuck down so that he could have a good
existence. See, Lucas is in
good
the
stories.
Early life right now. So catch him soon because this guy is all kinds of fun. Yep, Lucas, awesome. Love you, buddy. Love you, Grime Dog.
Yeah,
love
remember,
you, Wolfman. Love you,
those are the
hurricane.
Guys that I discovered what an Alaskan pipeline was with.
Yes, I bet you would.
This is the third episode in a row that we've talked about.
I'm sorry.
The Alaskan pipeline. Look it up on the internet, folks. Not safe for work. Not safe for work.
No.
Not safe for children.
Yeah. I think of course,
but you can't
be
catch
listening
anything.
To this with your children anyway.
You can't catch anything.
I'm interested in sex that's safe, so I want to promote safe sex.
Right.
And an Alaskan pipeline is totally safe.
Anyhow.
You can't catch anything.
Okay, so you got Walkabout coming up in a couple of weeks at Chub Jack.
Right, yeah.
Thanks for getting that subject.
Yes. Hey, August 25th, we're with the Pirate Punks down for the benefit.
Pirate
and
Punks.
Then we're on tour in September for a week. We go to Kelso, Washington on the 15th, to Erebus for the Sickness in September. That's a big rock and metal something show up there that we got invited to, and then sort of festival. Reminds me of like maybe a Spring Meltdown that Josh would put together or something like that. And then Sunday, we're in Portland at the Hawthorne Hideaway. Then Monday after that is the 17th, and we're in Eugene at, what the fuck? We're with the Pirate Punks in Eugene at Old Nick's Pub. In Eugene. And then we have Tuesday, Wednesday sort of unbooked yet, so I don't know, watch us and like us on Facebook and we'll see what we book. And then Thursday we're playing in San Jose at the I can't remember all these venues.
I'm honestly surprised you remember.
Yeah, you've made it
much.
So far,
like,
right?
I'm like, fuck.
Crushing it.
At the venue it is called, shit, we'll get back to the San Jose gig, but that's a Thursday night. And then Friday night, we're in Concord at the Red Hat.
Oh,
cool.
Yeah, that'll be fun. And then Saturday on the Y in Sacramento. Oh, the Caravan Lounge in San Jose. I knew it would come.
What day was that one?
That one's on Thursday night.
Okay.
That'd be the 20th. And then
maybe that's the first place I ever fingered your mom at.
You know, and my mom has been fingered at very many places.
Your mom's a grown woman. She can make a choice for herself.
Yeah, absolutely. And there's no argument there, I suppose. Man in the closet. Where did that guy
That's
come
Chewbacca.
From?
That's Chewbacca. Chewie.
That's Chewie.
Yeah,
host.
Chewie, where the fuck are you? He's here sometimes, host.
Yeah. I just want to say, speaking of Chewie and Rory, hey, guys. And our production assistants.
Normally we have two more hosts.
Ian and Brandon, too. Congratulations, dudes. We're fucking the best.
Yeah,
the
we
worst
are all part
is the
of this
best,
family.
You motherfuckers.
You guys rule.
And we miss
thank
you guys.
Thank you for everything you put into it. We're a really cool, tight-knit little family. Been doing this for a long time. We're going to keep making people uncomfortable for years to come, as Mark Ernest put it. And
Marky Mark, I like him.
This would be a good time to say goodnight, everybody. So I'm going to go around the room and everybody say goodbyes, and then we're going to hear one more Infecto Skeleton song. And Cadillac Kim, you got anything hot this weekend?
Yes, we got a couple of things involving friends of the show. Blunderbuss, Alphabet Cult, and Basement Tapes are playing at St. James Friday night.
Lineup. Good
Friday night. Great show.
Blunderbuss, hold on.
At St. James?
Yeah, they're back.
Yes, they're back.
What? Not the Saint.
St. James. Sorry. St. James.
Infirmary.
Yeah,
right.
Infirmary.
Yeah.
St. James folks, Infirmary. The smaller one on California Street, not the Saint.
Yes. And then Sucker Punch and Donkey Jaw are at...
Oh, my God. Yep.
Donkey Punch.
Donkey Punch at Jub Jub's Saturday night.
Nice. We need to change the name to Donkey Punch.
And
that'd
then,
be sweet.
And then Sunday, we have like the trifecta of punk music in Reno right now. Anarchy Burgers Grand Opening Party at 40 Mile.
Oh, yeah,
Mile.
Anarchy. They're delicious,
and
folks.
They have,
I had one.
Yeah, they have so many amazing
rough.
Bands.
Fucking good.
Playing, the Shames are actually playing for that
oh,
one.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah,
with the Elephant Rifle, yeah.
Fuck.
I just saw the Shames rifle. Got the Slightly Stupid. No, Slightly Stupid.
No, there was
Strung
the
Out.
Sloppy Seconds.
Sloppy Seconds,
and,
thank you. God, there's
Elephant
so many
Rifle,
hard.
And then
hard.
There's another one coming up, too.
Yeah, congrats on the Sloppy Seconds.
Or it might
that's
be
cool.
Eddie in the subtitles. Got some. Oh, Dead Boys?
Reno Music Rules.
Fuck yeah. Yeah.
It
it's
always
stupid.
Has. It
that's
might go in up
around.
And down little forms.
No, it's
but
stupid how
God
cool it is. Like,
damn it.
Dude, Dead Boys are coming to fucking Shays or some shit, dude.
Oh, really?
The last two Dead Boys, and like, I think it's a guitar player and the drummer are real Dead Boys.
No. Oh.
And the other ones are Dead Boys, who yeah. Their spirit will be there in Reno
oh,
with everybody
okay.
Rocking
oh,
out
dude,
to the
right?
Fucking Dead Boys, dude. Oh, my God.
Yeah, we're spoiled as fuck.
Good job, Momo.
Yeah.
Such a kick-ass little scene. Did Momo win, too?
No, she
I didn't see it.
Amplified Entertainment won, followed
who
by
who the
Fresh
fuck
Bacon.
Is that?
I don't
huh?
Even know. They
who
do,
in
like,
the hell even
it was
is Amplified Entertainment?
I don't know.
If it's not, I mean, if
I'm not trying to talk shit, but I've never heard of it.
If J-Max won, it's like, you
okay.
Know, that makes sense.
Yeah.
All right.
Right?
I mean, Fresh Bacon won second, which makes sense because they
oh,
do a lot.
Good. Yeah.
I love Steve. Mm-hmm.
And they have
but
a good
like,
following.
They maybe do. They're being dicks because she's like Shay's exclusive or something.
I know she came up.
Well,
I voted for her.
I voted
for
the
Momo
shit out of
too.
It. I voted from two different. Yeah. Shit.
Anyway.
Oh, no well. Offense
but
other
she
guys.
Does, she
I still think
we're Momo fans.
Momo is
here,
hugely good at what she does. And took
nobody
a lot
knows
of,
the fuck Amplified is.
She took all the like kind of good examples of what she saw and does it correctly.
Mm-hmm.
And makes
and
Shays
still stays true to herself
yeah.
And doesn't act
and
like
and Shays and her
a jerk.
Have that marriage and it's amazing
it's
over there
one.
And that's like the spot to play, mm-hmm. You know because
yes we love Shays here
yeah oh yeah
hi Shays if you're listening
right.
Shays you want to sponsor the podcast
yeah you they should totally, like... send some whiskey.
Dude, they seem like
Felix,
we should be marketing
whiskey.
Towards
should
getting
be marketing.
Their sponsored.
Like,
why
always book, like,
why would they give us? Why would they give us any money? We're just gonna.
Have...
To, we're gonna talk awesome about them no matter what.
I know.
They're,
that's
they're
true.
They're like we. It's not like we're gonna stop saying how amazing
you're
they are.
You're blowing it before you.
That's
even pitch
true.
It.
We done fucked
that's
up
why,
already saying.
We should. We should just hit him up and say you need to pitch in because
we've been talking about your goddamn place
for
a long time,
dude. That is the old. That is the old model. The old model is that we. Get money from them to for us to tell people so the people will go spend the money there.
Yeah.
We well, cut out the middleman. We just tell you everything you need to know and you give us money directly.
Yeah.
Like that's,
well,
that's,
let's put it
that's
this
that's
way.
Working.
How often do you have a band on that's got a Shays gig coming up?
Every week.
Every week.
So,
80% every single
of the time,
week.
They could kick down a little Jameson, maybe a
we
couple
just,
bottles,
no, I think
or
we
they
should
could
be
throw
paying,
you $50.
I think we
yeah.
Should pay Shays
yeah,
for taking such good care of Reno Music.
Yeah, maybe.
That's true.
We do pay Shays.
So maybe,
I drink there a lot.
Yeah.
Thank you.
See, they make
that's
money
the
off
way
of
it
us.
Should be.
Go get Shasted.
God bless them. And Jubs. And the Saints.
Yeah.
Yes.
We go to
Shays.
Jubs,
Infirmary,
which is from
and
the
all of
we love,
them.
We love Jubs.
We're
Legacy.
Going to Shays after this. You won't know that we were at Shays, but.
Let's all head down there now. One
go
more Infecto Skeleton
yeah.
Song.
Yeah.
We're getting
we're
out of
Shays
here.
Tavern.
We're all going to Shays right now.
All right.
All right. For the Reverend Roy Dowd, for Chewbacca, for Cadillac Kim, for Dogwater Dick in the back, for Ian and Brandon, for the Infecto Skeletons who showed up. Andrew and Mike.
Skeleton crew.
Yep. The only ones that made it.
I'm going to give Justin half credit because he's doing the words on the songs tonight.
For sure.
Thanks for listening to the Worst Old Podcast. Thanks for voting us best podcast in Northern Nevada. We really appreciate it. And We're going to give you some more punk rock from Infecto Skeletons, so check this shit out.
On the worst little podcast, we're talking out of our ass.
Punk is dead.
Punk's not dead. It's in the backseat of my car right now. Fucking your mom.
Fucking my mom?
Leave a box, suck a dick, and pass it on your black bitter ass. I can't come without protecting your son. Why can't you just understand what I gotta be about? When you fucking evil shit just like that?
I fucked your mom.
I fucked your mom.
I'm fucking your mom. I fucked your mom.
I fucked your mom.
I'm fucking your mom.
Evil box, suck a dick, and pass it on your black bitter ass. I can't come without protecting your son. Fucking everything is like just like.
Studios, sorry.
We're in a lot of trouble.
Yeah, sorry about that.